late 30s for the whole year of teaching.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it was coolie wages then, Steve.
Yeah. Well, tell me about the major changes that you've seen in town. And if I had to ask you what were the major changes, several of the major changes, most important changes, what would you say?
Well, I'd say that modern homes, indoor bathroom, refrigeration room. See, we had that for years, see. After 14, it wasn't 19, it began in about 1907, indoor toilet, see.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that was the greatest invention. Because you didn't have to go out to the house, or use just under the bed and hide it and so forth. It's awful convenient. And then the greatest thing, next change was burning gas for heat.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have to chop wood or get up and coal, and they can match and light it.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Then the ladies had the wash tub, and the washing machine was a great improvement. The women began to live longer and much happier after the washing machine came in.
Mm-hmm.
Up till 1914, they had laundries. They didn't have a washing machine. See, they had to send that thing to a laundry.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they have what they call in laundry queens. There was about a big laundry, had 60 and 70 women working for them, ironing and running a washing machine, see, all along.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was a great change. Then the automatic elevators come in. That was a great help. Everything changed after 1918. All of that.
Mm-hmm.
Up to then, we had the little leavings of, they went to the outhouses here, and they had to eliminate them as it went along.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, as you know, they didn't have all many ditch diggers, they had to do it all by hand, once or so.
Yeah.
At that time, you might say costly. Well, they made them 25 to 75 cents an hour, see. And they couldn't work when it was raining.
Mm-hmm.
So it was quite a problem to build up something, see. You have to put everything back that you take out, your money in the bank or your living expenses. Even unless you put away something out of what you earn, there's going to be a time that you need that reserve.
Sure.
Now, you have to do it in business, you have to do it in your personal life. Because you're going to likely to get sick or something, and then it drains your reserve. Now, you have to be a banker to get in the hospital now, you know that.
Mm. Somebody in the family has to be a banker,
And it wipes you out financially.
Sure.
It hurts.
Yeah.
Now, that's what I see. I've seen one hospital here, and one high school, and about four grammar schools. Because it was growing then. As I say before, Little Rock didn't grow after the First War, World War I.
Well, what all happened after World War I?
Well, business got better. You got more people coming in from the north, east, and south, and west.
Mm-hmm.
As a result of being in the Army at training Camp Pike, I guess there's 700,000 trained there.
Mm-hmm. They came in from everywhere?
Yeah, everywhere.
Yeah.
North, east, south, west.
Yeah.
Now, they tried to give us more from the north and east and west up here and send the southerners north, see. You see what they're trying to do? Create a spirit. I don't know what they're trying to do. And of course, the colored population, that was tough. I've seen in the streetcar business, I started in there with mule cars and
mm-hmm.
horse drawn, and then electric cars, and then motor cars, buses.
Mm-hmm.
All changed, see.
Mm-hmm.
That happened right quick. In 1900, we were driving mule cars. They said they had tracks, but the mules would pull them.
Mm-hmm.
It was seat 5 or 10, so you see the population then wasn't too great
mm-hmm.
to take care of anything went up.
Mm-hmm.
If you had all this modern stuff, nobody wanted